You're listening to WARA Radio, Attleboro. Coming up now, the Armenian Radio Hour. Christos Haria Vimerelots, Orknyala Haitnuchunin Christosi. Heritage, culture, tradition, Armenians are proud of it. And wherever Armenian songs are heard, there Armenia lives. Janak Mashaguit Avantuchun Hayubarzankine, Yevurvor Hairinekegosvin, Hon Hairinekavokche. Good morning and happy Easter! It is Sunday, April the 20th, established here in Providence in 1947. You're listening to the longest-running Armenian radio program created by the late Russell Gasparian. Produced, directed, and hosted by yours truly, Sanat Tarayan, the Armenian Radio Hour of Providence, Rhode Island, brings you the best in Armenian music, latest news of the Armenian community, and public service announcements. Our webmaster is George Gasparian. And now, sit back, relax, and enjoy our program.
Բարելույսների հայրենագիցներ, հայկական ռադիո ժամը բոլոր նվնգլնդի մեջ, հրավված է իր որոշ տեղը բազմահազար հայերու և օտարներու կողմէ։ Հայերու համար մեր նոր սերունդը հայ պարին, հայ խոսքին, հայ երկին հաջույք կգարնէ։ Հին սերունդը կպնդրէ զայն իր անուշի հիշատակները վերաբերելու համար, իսկ դուրնենու մեջ անանցին մնացող ձերունիներուն համար, հիվանդներուն համար իրենց զդաղդուկը, իրենց ծավը մորնալու մխիթարությունն է։ Ինչպես չհիշել, հանքստյան դուներու մեջ, հիվանդանոցներու մեջ, մեր ազգագիցները, որոնք այդ առանցնության մեջ կսպասեն հայ խոսքին, հայ երկին, հայ խաբրիկներուն։ Արդեն իսկ իրենց շնորհակալությունները հասածեն ու գհասենալ մեզ իրենց օրհնություններով շարունակ։ Մենք պիտի շարունակենք այս ազգօգուտ գործը միշտ ցանկանալով ավելի ու ավելի։
With our Darilitzes this week. April 20th, 2024. Today is the first Dalitz of Andrei Ajamian. April 20th, 2006. Today is the 19th Dalitz of Peter Jordan. April 20th, 1977. Today is the 48th Dalitz of Krikor George Zoragian. April 20th, 1990. Today is the 35th anniversary of John J. Ritchie Sr. April 20th, 1990. Today is the 35th Dalitz of Ahavni Alaverjan Derbagoshian. April 20th, 1999, today is the 26th Darelitz of Hripsime, Harriet Kalanian Sylvia. April 20th, 2010, today is the 15th Darelitz of Stephen Kalarian. April 20th, 2019, today is the 6th Darelitz of John Egyan. April 20th, 2011, today is the 14th Darelitz of Khonarik Chakmakyan. April 21st, 2009, Monday is the 16th Darelitz of Nelly Aramian. April 21st, 2005, Monday is the 20th Darelitz of Elmas Malikyan. April 21st, 1990, Monday is the 35th Dalitz of Sandra Muratjan. April 21st, 2020, Monday is the 5th Dalitz of Lee Leotin Lefian. April 22nd, 2012, Tuesday is the 13th Dalitz of Sebu Barsoyan. April 22nd, 1997, today is the 28th Dalitz of Peter Hanoyan. April 22nd, 2005, Tuesday is the 20th Dalitz of Sally Gulgazian. April 22nd, 2006, Tuesday is the 19th Dalitz of Victoria Bagian. April 22nd, 2011, Tuesday is the 14th Dalitz of Richard Bogosian. April 23rd, 1988, Wednesday is the 37th Dalitz of Edward Agavian. April 23rd, 2012, Wednesday is the 13th Dalitz of Joy Chakoyan. April 23rd, 2019, Wednesday is the 6th Dalitz of Howard Haronian. April 24th, 2006, Thursday is the 19th Dalitz of Elizabeth Caprielian. April 24th, 2012, Thursday is the 13th Dalat of Betty Serjanian. April 24th, 1990, Thursday is the 35th Dalat of Ovsana Gloria Mikhaelian. April 24th, 1991, Thursday is the 34th Dalat of Zari Boyajin. April 24th, 1915, marks the 110th Dalat of 1.5 million Armenians who died in the Armenian Genocide. April 25th, 2018, Friday is the 7th Dalat of Harry Kayerian. April 25th, 2020, Friday is the 5th Dalat of Peter Babigyan Jr. April 25th, 2008, Friday is the 17th Dalat of Krikor Gevorkian. April 25th, 1998, Friday is the 27th Dalat of Captain Alexander John. April 26th, 1991, Saturday is the 34th Dalat of Albert D. Arabian. April 26th, 1991, Saturday is the 34th Dalat of Arshalus Murachan. April 26, 1994, Saturday is the 31st Dalat of Agnes Denelian. April 26, 02, Saturday is the 23rd Dalat of Robert Tokomian. April 26, 2010, Saturday is the 15th Dalat of Susan Shahinian Lewis. Iveri Nerusachem is from the Requiem Service. Merciful Lord, have mercy on the souls of our deceased, especially marking the 110th anniversary of the Armenian Genocide. Iverin.
Iverin
Christos Hariavi Merelots. Zadige Aisor Haruchan Dona Astvad's Word Wine. Abrog Martun Hamar, An Mahuchan Vagayaranane. Patsvad's Keresmana Hisusinur Dev Zalvadze Varshamaga, Tervad's Meggom, Keresmani Meds Gaparichakul Dorvad's Aispes Desan. Հիսուսի աշագետները, Մարիամները, որոնք եկած էին արդուկանուխ իրենց վարդապետը տեսնելու և իրենց դերը օծելու։ Անոնք զարմացան ու վախցան, հրեշտակը լուսափայլ, որ նստած էր քերեսմանաքարին վրա, շվարած այցելուները սկասության կգան չեր սաստո հարցականովմը ինչու գենթանին մերելներու մեջ կփնտրեք։ Չէ աստայլ հարյավ, Հարության այս ավետիսը եղավ առակյալներու կարոզությանց հավադամկը ու քրիստոնյաներու հավատկը ու գրոնկը։ Կարոզիչները գսեին, մենք Հարությալ Քրիստոսը գկարոզենք, իսկ հավադացյալները Հարությալ Քրիստոսը բաշտեցին։ Հարության հավատքով կոչեցին Քրիստոս Մեսիան է որդին Աստուծո։ Քրիստոսի հարությունը ուրանալու համար պետք է ուրանալ Քրիստոսը, մարմնացումը, աստվածային ամփավ սիրույն, որ չի կոչվեցավ մտքի մարդ, քրչի մարդ, թրամի ու զենքի մարդ, չեղավ իշխով ու դիրով, այլ եղավ երգիր խաղաղություն, մարդոց հազություն, ինչպես Բեթլեհեմի հրեշտակը ավետեց փառք իբարձունս երկելով։ Ոչ ոքին աչքեն ռիբեցավ, աչեր անոր կողմը թարծած փառությամբ և ադերությամբ, բայց ինք միշտ աստվածային փառությամբ պաշխեց ամենուն սեր ու հաճություն, մեղմեց, վերջացուց դարաբանքներ, ցավեր, ապրեցավ գյանքը արարածի, արարչի կրթությամբ ու համբերությամբ, թուքերով թրջեցան լուսածինին թեմքը, ցավեն քալարվեցավ խաչին վրա, աստվածային շրտները աղոթեցին ներե ասոնց, գողը ձագվեցավ քեղարթով, արյունի ու չուրի քետակներ վազեցին, իրար սիրեցեք լսվեցավ, ադելությունը քերեզմանեց թաղեց այս բոլորը, մորցնելու համար Քրիստոսը, որ փարիկն էր մարդոց, գերագուրը աշխարհի, Սուրբ պատարագը մեղքին, սիրելուն համար սերը եղավ մարդկության, բայց ահա հարյավ մեծ Սուրբը, անփավ բարին, համակ ճշմարտությունը, աստվածային վեհությունը։ Ու երբ կտոնենք Հարության դոնը, անմահության հավատն է ժշմարի ճամփան, որ գդանի գյանքին բարձրության, վարը քերեզմանին թողելով ադելությունը, նախանցը գիրկը ու թիրկը խամպուսիկ, Հարության հույսին ապավիներով, համբուրվինք վիջով, վիջի սիրտով, անաբակ զգացումներով, քրիստոնեական սիրով, ըսելու իրարու, Քրիստոս հարյավ իմերելոց, օրհնյալ է հարությունն Քրիստոսի։
Thank you. Good morning, dear friends. The following is a message delivered on the occasion of Easter by His Holiness Catholicos Karekin II of the Great House of Cilicia. This year marks several significant milestones in the life of His Holiness. It is the 60th anniversary of His birth, the 40th anniversary of His ordination into the priesthood, and the 15th anniversary of His election as coadjutant and subsequently Catholicos of the Great House of Cilicia.
Side note, recorded in 1992, this is the late Deadhide Kasabian.
Pray for his continued good health, long and fruitful years as our spiritual leader. It is now an honor for me to present to you His Holiness Catholicos Karekin II of the Great House of Cilicia.
My dear friends, I call you friends because most of you are personally known to me. Therefore, my word to you this morning has a personal, intimate nature and not an official message, a pontifical address. As we are celebrating the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ, I would like you to focus upon the episode, the event in St. Paul's life, which is indeed a revolutionary event in the history of humanity. In order to illustrate the power, the meaning, and the impact of the resurrection, I would like you to think how a person was so completely and radically changed when he was touched by the spirit of the resurrection when he met the risen Lord. Thus, in the book of Acts of the New Testament, Saint Paul himself gives an account of his own conversion. When he tells his people that he was a Jew, well educated, well brought up in the Jewish religious tradition, and he was a man of power, of authority, he was very much concerned, deeply troubled by realizing that a new movement had started among the Jewish people, a movement that recognized a rabbi by the name Jesus as the Son of God, not only born on the earth, but risen from the dead, something that never had happened or people had never heard of. And being so much concerned about this non-conformist, so to speak, movement, he was with the authorities of his nation of that time in their policy of persecuting this new religious people who were challenging the authority of the established Jewish religion. Therefore, he was personally present, and even he was participant by his will in the death of Saint Stephen, the proto-deacon, who was put to death by the Jewish people because of his faith in Christ. And Paul, at that time using the name of Saul, was watching Saint Stephen, who was being martyred at the hands of his own Jewish people. Saint Paul, still a soul, received permit, authorization from the highest body of the Jewish authorities of that time, the Sanhedrin, the Congress of the Elders, and he went to Damascus to persecute those Jews who were following the teaching of this new rabbi, the risen Lord Jesus Christ. And on his way to Damascus, when he approached the city, suddenly a light from heaven flashed about him, and he fell to the ground and heard a voice saying to him, "Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?" And he said, "Who are you, Lord?" And he said, "I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting. But rise and enter the city, and you will be told what you are to do there." Rise and enter the city. Can you imagine the state of mind of that person who was going to persecute the followers of Jesus, and he was met by him, Jesus, on his road to Damascus? Can you imagine the perplexity of that person when he heard the voice of a person whom he and people like him considered to be dead forever? His whole spirit was changed. His person was completely converted. And this morning I would like to share with you some of my thoughts, as briefly as I can, about conversion. What does it mean? You may hear, in America particularly, many so-called preachers who use very lightly this word, conversion. These preachers of the Word of God speak so in such a shallow way about Christian faith. They speak so sentimentally. They can affect certain people, but they cannot convince people. Therefore, I would like to give you two hints, two ideas about conversion. First, conversion means the recognition of oneself. One has to know oneself indeed in the true image of what he or she is. We should not be victims of false ideas about ourselves. The precondition of conversion is self-recognition. Know thyself. That precept that the great Greek philosopher Socrates pronounced is valid as yesterday, so today, and I believe also in the future. Secondly, conversion means the decision to change of what we are to what God wants us to be, and we consider our happiness. That decision is a moment of grave significance for the individual. If we cannot take that decision, then it means that we are weak, that we don't have enough light of knowledge and courage for action. It is in this respect that I understand how Saul, the persecutor, became Paul, the preacher, the person who preached Christianity in so many parts of Asia Minor, Greece, and Rome. The person who is changed inwardly can change things outwardly. And in these days, we often hear of people who say, "Let us change the world." You will find very few people who would say, "Let us change ourselves." And therefore, this Easter day, I appeal to all our people to go through this moment of what I call a spiritual transfiguration, a moment in their life when they can look upon themselves and discover their own sinfulness, their frailties, their sins, and be courageously committed to change that and to acquire, to get a new image, the true image in which they are created by God. And for that image, Jesus came to cleanse it from all the stains and the sins of the world. The Feast of Resurrection is an invitation to all of us to be touched by that eternal light. Christ taught us through his resurrection that life does not end here on this earth, that the tomb in which we all are destined to go at the end of our lives is not the end, but a passage. With that faith, man can become a strong person. Without that faith, man can easily be distinguished from other creatures of this earth. The distinctive nature and character of the human person is to believe in eternal life and to live his or her earthly life with that sense, with that touch of eternity, so that the life here on earth may be impregnated by the spirit of life eternal for the glory of God and for the well-being of all of us here.
Good morning, dear friends. I'd like to take this opportunity to first thank Russell Gasparian for affording me this opportunity to share these few thoughts with you this morning. I extend to you this day, as we celebrate the glorious resurrection of our Lord, my sincere greetings and prayers from my spiritual birthplace here in Antillas. As I begin to complete my studies, I would like to once again sincerely thank all of you, especially the kind and generous individuals who made it all possible, especially to His Eminence our Prelate, Reverend Archbishop Mesrop Ashtian, the Reverend Father Mesrop Tashtian, and the Reverend Father Khachik Magardichian, for their kindness, their guidance, and their support. I pray for God's blessings upon them and upon all of you. I would like to, for a moment, reflect with you the meaning of Easter. Today is the holiest day on the Christian church calendar. I ask that all of you, my dear friends, as you gather today with your family, your friends, and your loved ones, that as you sit and share in your abundant blessings which God has given you, that you remember those who are sick, those who are destitute, those who suffer, those who are hungry, those who are lonely, those who are elderly, those who are in nursing homes, hospitals, and institutions. Today's message, my dear friends, is love. The Apostle Paul, in his epistle to the Corinthians, chapter 13, verse 4, states, "Love is patient and kind. Love is not jealous nor boastful. It is not arrogant nor rude. Love does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice at wrong, but rejoices in the right. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, and endures all things." My dear friends, love is the end all and be all of creation. If we have love, we have everything. I ask you to remember those people, those individuals who are less fortunate than we, and I ask you to remember them with love. Do for them as God has done for us. On this auspicious day, my friends, we renew our faith in Christ. He will be our guide in the days of darkness. He will be the light of our soul, and we shall never fear. I ask also that you remember today, my dear friends, your brothers and sisters, your fellow Armenians who suffer in Karabakh. I ask today that all of you treat one another with love. For if we have love, we have everything. I would also like to take a moment, my dear friends, to remember those who have since passed from this life in my absence. How difficult it was for me not to be able to be there with you physically, to share in your sorrows. But I share with you your pain and your loss. And you are in my prayers daily. I would like to remember at this time my beloved uncle, Thomas J. Postoyan. I would like to remember also John Bargamian, affectionately known to us and to our family as Uncle Johnny. Both of these individuals were loving, sensitive, humorous, considerate, generous, and compassionate, sentimental, beautiful human beings who touched all of our lives in their own special way. If we want to perpetuate their memory, it would be best to be kind and to treasure, cherish, and enjoy those whom we love, for our time is so brief. My dear friends, I leave you with the following thought. An Italian statesman was once asked, "What is the meaning of life?" To which he answered, "Life is the shadow of a passing dream. The story is short and finite. The only immortal truth is love." Again, I say to you, dear friends, if we have love, we have everything. Love was the greatest command given to us by our Lord Jesus Christ when he said, "Love one another as God has loved you." My dear friends, treat one another with love. Love one another as God has loved you. I ask that all of you do all that you do in life with love, for it is with love that we will conquer everything. I close my words with the following prayer. This particular prayer, of which you are about to hear at the close of this message, is the closing prayer of the evening Lenten service. It is sung by the Very Reverend Father Norayd Ashekian, the Dean of the Seminary for Married Clergy at the Great House of Cilicia in Antelias, Lebanon. To all of you, a blessed and joyous Easter. Thank you, dear friends, and thank you, Mr. Kasparian.
I treasure that cassette. You know, one of his lines, you know, take advantage of every day, treasure every day. You don't know how fleeting life is. Little did he know. We miss him, and I value these tapes. His message, his voice, I know warms my heart. I can only imagine what it does for his family. My brother texted me as my father was speaking, and same thing. It's just so nice to hear their voice again, and I feel very fortunate that I have those Easter messages with them. We're going to just give you a few of the announcements going on in our community, and I have a couple songs right now. Very busy week coming up this week. Genocide Remembrance Resolutions. Tuesday, this Tuesday, April 22nd, beginning at 4 o'clock at Rhode Island State House. On April 22nd, the Rhode Island House and state legislatures will be passing the annual Armenian Genocide Remembrance Day resolutions. The Senate and House resolutions are sponsored and will be read by Senator David Tekoyan and Representative Catherine Kazarian. Resolution readings will start in the House and then move over to the Senate immediately thereafter. While this is typically the case, we're waiting on the official order, but public is invited and asked to attend sitting in the upstairs gallery. And again, that's Tuesday beginning at 4 o'clock, April 22nd. On Thursday, April 24th, beginning at 5 o'clock, Pawtucket flag raising. Please join us at Pawtucket City Hall as we raise our Armenian flag in Pawtucket as we remember the Armenian genocide and stand in solidarity with the people of Artsakh. The ANC Rhode Island will be honoring Anahit Atarian at the Pawtucket flag raising ceremony. Anahit has led a life always prioritizing the Armenian cause and justice for genocide recognition. And again, that's Pawtucket, 5 o'clock, Pawtucket City Hall, Thursday, April 24th. Then on April 25th, beginning at 10 a.m. on Friday morning, North Providence Town Hall. And then in the evening at 6 o'clock, it will be in Cranston. Now, the North Providence will be honoring Mr. Azadi Kaloyan and Mrs. Elizabeth Kaloyan posthumously. And the North Providence flag raising, again, begins at 10 a.m. Then at 6 o'clock in the evening on Friday night at Cranston, honoring Anna Raphaelian Demetricus at the Cranston flag raising. And again, that one begins at 6 o'clock in Cranston at the City Hall. Please make every effort to attend these flag raising ceremonies. And then on next Sunday, April 27th, it will be the 110th anniversary of the Armenian Genocide of 1915. We will meet at North Burial Ground in Providence beginning at 12:30 on Sunday. Just in case it isn't inclement weather, we'll be going to the Armenian Evangelical Church in Cranston, 180 Oaklawn Avenue. I think it's going to be, as of right now, it's going to be nice. And again, this ceremony takes place at the Martyrs Monument at North Burial Ground in Providence. With that, I'm not going to do any more announcements for now. We will be listening to a song that is, it's a favorite of Mrs. Elizabeth Keprelyan. My dad would call this the Betty Dolbash song. It's her favorite song, Gumri, and it marks the 19th passing on April 24th. And she was a very special lady. If anyone knows the Keprelyan family, they know why. But this song, she was one of my dad's favorites, and he always played the song for her on any occasion that was related to her. So we also continue that. This is Gumri.
Thank you.
Happy birthday this week going to my godson, Gregory Bowen, April 23rd. Also celebrating, all three are celebrating their birthdays on April 23rd. Christina Ann Zarugyan and Ani Agnes Bogosian. So Ani, Christina, and Gregory, happy birthday. That's all you get. Next Sunday's program will be in memory of the 110th anniversary of the Armenian Genocide. It's a special program, as it always is. And don't forget, next Sunday we will meet at North Burial Ground to pay respects. Please make every effort to attend, especially this week's flag-raising ceremonies. It's important. This will be my last song of the morning. This is Arturo Kuyumjian with the Nor Arat Band of Argentina. Christos Hariavi Mereloz, Ornyalahan Yuchunan Christosi, Shunaravor Sub Zadig, Happy Easter to all of our listeners. As my dad always said, Urachatsur Gurachanas, Merjamanagalratsav, Shogalchun Serin Hamar, Sedesuchun Min Chev Harachiga, Kiraki Aravod. Our time is up. Thank you for you as we are live and in color. You've been listening to the Armenian Radio Hour of Providence, Rhode Island. Produced, directed, and hosted by yours truly, Sonat Tarayan, heard every Sunday morning, 9 to 10 a.m., with portions recorded and transcribed. Thank you to my webmaster, George Gasparian, my big brother. You're listening to the Armenian Radio Hour right now on WARA Attleboro. Happy Sunday.